day. I'm DJ Briny, and I'll be back right after I kill someone. Welcome y'all to another episode of K-Pop Connection. I'm just wiping off the blood after I killed somebody. I'm just joking, of course, because it's all about jokes today. It's April Fool's Day, and it's Wednesday, April 1st, of course. And it is 2026, and we heard NCT 127 with Fool. Ah, 깜짝이야. Now, the world can't get enough of K-culture right now. And if you still haven't tried kimchi, the pride and joy of Korean cuisine, maybe it's about time you did. And why? You've probably heard kimchi is chock full of healthy probiotics, but what if I told you it also kills nanoplastics in your body? What? I know. That's the exact reaction I had. Killer kimchi. It is April Fool's Day, after all, and you're probably thinking, Brian, you're joking, right? Mm-hmm. But no. This is no joke. It turns out scientists have discovered yet another benefit of eating Korea's famous spicy fermented side dish. According to new research from the World Institute of Kimchi, certain bacteria found in kimchi may play a surprising role in cleaning things up inside your body. In lab tests, scientists found that a type of lactic acid bacteria found in kimchi led to higher levels of nanoplastic being expelled from mice. So in other words, they say the bacteria may help trap and remove these tiny plastic particles from the digestive system. Now, before you all start running to the store to buy some kimchi and eat it by the kilograms, this is still early stage research, so we don't know yet, not in humans. It was done on mice first. But findings do suggest that kimchi's probiotics and, of course, or could interact with fine particles in ways we didn't fully understand before. And it does add to the growing list of potential health benefits linked to fermented foods. So, yeah, eat kimchi. Don't overeat it yet. Not just yet. All right. So we have a perfect song for y'all. This is Red Velvet with Red Flavor. Bagamat! Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And we got more music for y'all right now. 50-50, Wish You Were Here. And To Us and 24K Golden singing, You Like It? I Love It. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. It's time for you to take a break from whatever you are doing. I don't even care if you're doing a puzzle right now. Stop it. Take a break. Drink that coffee. Don't drink it near the puzzle because I don't want you to spill it all over it and ruin it. But we want you to listen to what's going on right now, that we have information for you right now that you might be interested in. Now, since it's April Fool's Day, here's another unbelievable story. Now imagine showing up to a workout session, all right? It's your first day. You're, you know, warming up, drinking your water, you just changed, got out the locker room, and realizing you're training with 9,500 other people. That's exactly what happened in Mexico City. Yeah, where thousands gathered to set a brand new Guinness World Record title for the largest football class ever. Now, the event took over the city's main square in Zocalo, turning it into one giant football field where participants followed instructors through drills and training for 40 minutes. What was it for? It was all part of the build-up for the upcoming FIFA World Cup kicking off June 11th on Estado Azteca. Now, Mexico is co-hosting the tournament with the U.S. and Canada, and this will actually be its third time hosting after 1970 and 1986. Now, while the atmosphere was festive, there was still some concerns. Recent violence in parts of the country has raised questions about safety, but for one day at least, the focus was on football and community. Even members of Mexico's 1971 women's team joined in, adding a bit of history to the moment. And with that kind of turnout, you could say the World Cup spirit has already kicked off. So, let's all get together and celebrate this moment with two great songs. We got Jungkook with Dreamers, and then Transfiction with Four Victories. 승리를 위하여! Requests and responses! That is right. It is time to read out all your messages and play those songs that stuck in your heads. And we love to hear from you guys. So that's what I'm about to do, is play all the songs that you guys have been thinking about, you know, because you want to share it with the world, the songs that you want to hear. And this is where I get to pick one of y'all. And send you a prize, and the winner will be announced right before the close of the show. And you can check back to see if you won or not on our website as well, world.kbs.co.kr. And the winners will always be posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection program page. And remember, we keep a close track of our message board, Graham, and the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces for your comments and requests. So be sure to send them in. If you don't, you snooze, you lose, your song never gets played. All right, keep that in mind. And if it doesn't get played today, we play it throughout the week. So keep that in mind as well. So we're going to move on to the first request today from Fatna Sad. Okay. Hello, DJ Brian. Greetings from Algeria. We really love your show, and we want to tell you that you have many fans here who love you so much. I would like to request a song, Deadline, by Blackpink. Thank you for your great energy.
안녕하세요, 브라이언 DJ님. 알제리아에서 인사드려요. 저희는 당신과 이 프로그램을 정말 사랑합니다. 알제리아에도 팬이 정말 많다는 걸 알려드리고 싶어요. 블랙핑크의 데드라인 신청합니다. 감사합니다.
I try to sound like AI. I feel like that's what AI would sound like. But that's a lie, because now AI sounds human and is creepy as heck. Anyways, thank you for the message and all the love and support. Yeah, I had no idea Algeria had that many, you know, supporters and, you know, fans of our show and of K-pop and people tuning in. So we appreciate that you guys listen, that you guys support us. That means a lot to us here. Anybody from anywhere in the world that you guys, you know, tune in just to support us and to listen to us and to, you know, learn about K-pop. And not just K-pop, because you guys know that we have coffee or tea. So it's like you guys want to learn about crazy things around the world that we like to share with you guys. It, you know, we appreciate it. So thank you to take the time out throughout your day to, you know, include yourselves in our world, in our K-pop world. It means a lot to us. So with no further ado, we're going to play your request, which is Blackpink. So the problem is we have to also add this in. I forgot about that. So for your request, you know, you want a deadline. Problem is, I think the song that you probably want is Champion, because we didn't find a song called Deadline. And I listened to Blackpink's new album. I don't think I've ever saw a song called Deadline on the new album. So what we're going to do on the new album It's called Champion, was what I think. I'm pretty sure you mean Champion. So that's the song that we have set up for you. If you can screenshot something that you saw with Deadline in it by Blackpink, which is a different album, and we're wrong, let us know. But we couldn't find it, so we're going to play Champion instead for you, all right? So here you go, Blackpink, Champion. All right, that was Blackpink with Champion, and we're going to continue with your requests. Next one is from at @ZaneZoo_Una. Hey, DJ Brian and the KPC team. As you may know, BTS are having their comeback in a few days. I'm so excited. As a devoted ARMY, I would love for you to play Dope by BTS. Have a nice day. Okay. Yes. You guys know that, like we said before, BTS, over the past weekend, held a concert, a free concert for anybody. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it was open to people on the Flicks, too, worldwide live for you guys to watch. And it was huge. And the day before the concert, I was in Seoul. Traffic was horrible. Yes. So I wasn't happy with the traffic. But for BTS fans, it was crazy. I even heard, so my friend flew back from another country into Seoul. The line at the airport was ridiculous as well. Yes. So it was pretty much, you know, the COC, comeback of the century, y'all. It was, you know, because they were gone for 4 years. And I mean, they did solo stuff, but as a full, complete group, you know, all the fans were pretty crazy about it, excited about it. So I don't blame them. You know, your favorite group comes back, you're going to be that excited, ecstatic, stoked. So, yes. Anyways, we did have a lot of requests for BTS songs. We're not going to play them all. You know, that's not fair to other fans of other songs or fans of other groups, of course. So we can only play one. So we're going to play Dope for you. We chose Dope because that's what the first request was. And now we're going to move on, all right, to another message from Rahul Tripathi from the Book of Faces. Hey, DJ Brian, loving the show from India. Can you please play Love or Die by TNX? It's been on repeat lately and has such a powerful vibe, sending love to all the listeners worldwide. All right. We love that. We love the fact that you guys are sharing love, spreading love, because, of course, you guys know with the media and the news outlets right now all over the world, when you turn on social media, there has been dark things going around, dark times everywhere in the world. And it's heartbreaking when you hear stuff in the news and media about bad things happening, you know, sad things happening. So being able to spread love and say those words, just the words love, and be able to share that is very important, I feel like, you know, sharing positivity. So with that, we are going to play these two songs back to back. BTS with Dope, Jodo, and then TNX with Love or Die. All right, we just heard TNX with Love or Die. And we're going to continue with your request, but y'all know that we still have a winner to announce, so you can't go anywhere. Our next one is from She Baral from the Book of Faces. Hi, DJ Brian. Hope to hear GOT7 Encore. I am part of this music video. The music video showed their last world tour before the pandemic here in the Philippines. More power on your show. Oh, wait, you're in the music video? Okay. Okay, music video star. That's pretty cool. Okay, what do you mean you're part of the music video? I haven't seen this music video, actually, so I'm going to have to check it out. Alrighty. Cool on that. All right, we're going to move on to our last request. It's from Monreve, or is it pronounced Monreve? Hello, DJ Brian. Hope you and all K-Pop Connection staff are well. Please play Welcome to My World by aespa. Thanks. All right, that's what we're here to do. And I feel like my last concert I've been to was the aespa concert. Did I go to a concert after that? Last K-pop concert? The most recent concert, K-pop concert, I feel like was an aespa concert. I could be wrong. My memory is really bad. So, yeah. Yeah, I could be wrong. Either way, we're going to wrap up our segment with these two songs. And we still have a winner to announce. So, y'all stay tuned. But for now, GOT7 Encore and aespa, Welcome to My World. All right, that was Espa with Welcome to My World. Thank you all for your requests. And now it's time for today's winner. And today's winner for our requests and responses is... @ZaneZoo_Una. Congratulations, winner. Now let us know your physical mailing address by emailing it to us. kpop@kbs.co.kr with your gram handle, name, message board ID, and whatever it was you got in contact with us with, so we can send you a prize. And also, know the date that you won too, and put it in there so we can find you. It makes it that much easier to send you a prize. And now, it is time for music. We got IVE with Fireworks and N-Hypen with Knife. All right, guys, that's all the time that we have for y'all today. And with this great song by B2B taking us out called We Together, Uri Tashi. Our producer is Chaeryeong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Jude. This has been K-Pop Connection. And you may disconnect now.